This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, the Fan Sports Network. Hope. Your Thursday mornings are off to a wonderful start. We get a great, delightful, awesome, amazing, incredible Thursday night football game tonight.
Yeah.
Certainly not Alexander and
a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
That's very true. We get Commanders at Packers in Lambeau Field. We'll talk about that in the final hour of the show. I wanted to do a couple thoughts here, and then we'll get to our Big Pack picks.
Sure.
Where did this one go? Somebody said, Swag, I normally root for you.
That's one of my favorite things people will say. Is
now we're gonna look. Now it's gonna take a left. Normally I root for you, but maybe
I have.
If you had some tomato and mayo on a BLT, you could swim the full 500
hell
yards.
Yeah, brother.
First off, that's a great callback to something formerly in the show. That's a great text right there.
You guys, when I go to Italy and I'm swimming with the dolphins in the middle of the Adriatic Sea, will be getting.
You're jumping off of a boat, so you'll be in the middle of the sea. You didn't swim out to the middle.
Swim all the way out to where the dolphins are.
500 yards out from the boat.
You cannot swim 500 yards in the middle of the ocean in Hawaii by yourself with no flotation device. Not possible.
He said Dirk gauges his performance of his investments on how much sausage he can buy in retirement. Very true. You got to be
able
to.
Very good read.
You got to be able to afford.
I would say, like, I understand your stance on you don't like mayo, you don't like tomato. I totally get it. The texture thing is a real thing.
I have the world's strangest, most odd palate known to mankind.
Well, you're the strangest, most odd person I've ever met in mankind.
No, I'm not.
Now that being said, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I can think of a few. We digress.
I have my quirks.
You have had a mayo-based food item that you liked, and so all I'm simply saying is, if I gave you a mayo, tomato, lettuce, bacon, BLT to take two bites at the most prime bite spot, you might like it.
You might like it. You never know. But you're unwilling to try.
That combo's pretty good.
It's a good a good combo. I love a good BLT, man.
No.
Elite summer dinner. Easy go-to.
So good,
it's so simple. You just fry up some bacon.
Quick.
I mean, there's different ways you can do it to spruce it up a little bit if you want to, but if you just even want to go simple, God, it's such an easy dinner in
now,
the summer.
Now, do you cut your sandwiches at home, or do you just eat them as one sandwich? And do you go triangle or do you go halvesies?
No, you got to go diagonal with a BLT.
You do?
Yeah, if you're going to do
you go
that.
Diagonal, you're not even a BLT
you're
guy.
Tell me how to eat a BLT.
I know. If I own my own sports, it's not like I wouldn't have a
the
BLT
option
or
would
something.
Be available at your
I'm
bar.
Not eating it, but I'm not, you know, the world loves BLT.
Isn't it funny how.
I'm the odd man out there.
Yeah, you're alone in that one. At least you can acknowledge
that.
It.
Isn't it funny how the sandwich does taste differently when you cut it?
Oh, 100%.
It feels more elite. It feels more classy.
If it's cut what way?
I mean, I'm okay either way. I could go both ways on the cutting, but probably diagonal. Diagonal's the elite cut.
Diagonal feels a little more restaurant style, so
yes,
it makes me feel better, even though I'm choosing to be cheap.
You ever just sit at home, too, and put one of the little toothpick flags in it, too, just to make yourself spruced up a little bit?
No. I still have the Masters flags.
When the Masters package came in, they came with a million of those little tiny flags. Every time I made a sandwich, I put a little flag in the middle of it and I cut it diagonally.
I will say, I think the last time I had a BLT, though, I went just kind of in the middle. And
I'm okay with that.
But eating the middle cut sandwich side, it makes you feel like a child eating a peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly. Right in the middle of it with a no crust bite. It just, you know, kind of wraps around
like
your
cheeks. Daycare.
Yes. All right. That felt good. Let's go take a nap and watch some Looney Tunes. No, all right.
A BLT with tater tots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll throw anything. Throw anything in my BLT.
Put an egg on that thing. Get a little dangerous.
Though. Now we're just getting even more hungry. So here we go. Let's get to our Big Pack Picks. You ready? Here's what we did last week. Not great. Not a great week for everybody included. We all had the same three picks, so we all had the same week, 1 and 2, that is. The only game we hit on was the Ducks 69ing the Cowboys. That line was 28.5, and they covered it in the first quarter.
Yeah, they did.
The other games were Washington State hosting San Diego. Say Washington State was a slight favorite in the game. They won outright. We all took San Diego State. That did not work out well for us. And I told you my favorite bet of the weekend was Oregon State at home -3 against Fresno State. And, buddy, that did not work out well for us either.
How was that your favorite bet of the weekend? Mine would have been Oregon.
Bounce back, you know, at home, Fresno State. They can hike the ball on a PAT. I'm feeling good.
That's a Cowboy not happy about a 69.
Nope. Cowboys got 69. So, season standings, you and I spray 4-3 after the week. Swag's off to a 2-5 start in the Big Pack Picks.
Oh, you suck.
All of a sudden, a big, important weekend for one Jason Swagger.
Yes.
Let's start tomorrow. No, Saturday. It's not Friday. Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on The Fan, the home of the Oregon Ducks. We're going to get gusgasms all over the map. In front
the Big Wood still in here?
Is the Big Wood in there? They are favored. The line right now at A&A, no hook on the dot. 28 points, Oregon favored at Northwestern.
I'll take the Ducati Dante Moore.
Yeah, I'm laying the wood.
Mortimer.
The Ducks are going to lay the wood to the Wildcat. What do you want?
Yeah, this is one of those you just kind of keep picking it until you get proven wrong. Like, until they get an uncomfortable game, you keep taking the wood, right?
Whittington for the corner! 2nd and 8.
Thanks. Two yard
thanks,
game.
Gus. Thanks for that, Gus. Okay, to the more...
comment on Kenyon Sadiq's, like, physical appearance?
Look at his physique!
He definitely will, dude.
Joe, how many abs do you have?
Not that many, Gus. Not that many.
He's such an easy guy to make fun of, but also simultaneously love at the same time. Like, doing impersonations of Gus Johnson is really fun, but I genuinely do enjoy him calling games. He gets me hyped when I
watch
him. Did
I tell you the time I met Gus Johnson?
No, I don't know if I've heard your Gus Johnson story.
Randomly.
Tournament game? Covering a tournament game?
No.
No.
I was going to cover the football team. I got super early to practice. Went to the practice field. Guy just standing in the back of the end zone. By himself. Nobody else is out on this field. Not
he's
even the players.
Up. He's just, okay.
And he's just standing there, and he's looking at his phone. He's just standing looking into the distance. Had no idea who Gus Johnson, like what he looked like.
Sure. What year are we thinking here?
I think this is 2010, 2011-ish.
Okay.
It's in that, like,
so
vicinity.
He's a thing, but maybe not a big thing. Was he calling tournament games at that time?
Yeah, he was
been,
more
right?
known for the tournament
for
at
basketball.
This point than, like, his gusgasms in football.
Ha, 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 ha.
Had no idea who he was. Finally found an OSU coach that I knew, and I go, who is this guy? It's a scout? That's Gus Johnson, man. I was like, that's Gus Johnson?
That's Gus. He's tiny, isn't he?
No, he's
no.
about my height.
Oh, okay. I had him as tiny in my mind.
Had his glasses. And just I just didn't recognize him. He's in street clothes.
Did you go say hi to him? Did you go introduce yourself?
Yeah. I said, hey, it's really nice to meet you. You do a great job. He's like, thank you, young man. He did not sound like that.
Damn it.
Thank you, young
man. Kind of a disappointing.
It was very quiet, calm,
right.
humble voice.
Yeah, we're fine. We've got two more games
to
go.
Calm your panties down, dude.
Take the tomato out of your you-know-what.
What's up?
Whoa. Next up, 12:30.
Talk about Russian lanes.
I need some bacon.
Your Oregon State Beavers. You guys are the follow-up. We're 1A, 1B on Fox this weekend. Do you know that?
I know.
We go from Oregon Northwestern on Fox to Oregon State at Texas Tech on Fox.
Need that national exposure.
And the line right now at A&A, no hook once again on the nose, 24.
plus 24. Oregon State at Texas Tech.
Actually feels like a big push number to me, if I'm being honest, but I'm off.
Jumping off.
Good luck, Sharps.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you at all for that. Taking the Red Raiders?
I'm taking the Red Raiders.
Okay. Two Red Raider picks.
55-23. Write that down. We'll bring that back next week.
Okay. Save that one for Monday.
I'm so out.
I told you last Thursday, this is it for me. I was, you know, this is my last stand with Oregon State.
Can I go with the Sharps? He's so creative.
I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I think this is as lookout spot written all over it.
Yeah, the money came in. It went down to 22.5.
Now
and
it's
then
back
now
up.
It's back up to
people
24.
People are like, wait a minute, I can get it sub 24.
Started looking at some tape.
I'm with you on the push number. That's a very, like, 24.5 feels ironically a lot better than 24 does.
Yeah, they might lose by 40. I might contemplate it, but
I do think there's a bit of Texas Tech looking ahead and Oregon State being pissed off that they.
Oh, pissed off
around.
Oregon State's dangerous.
I think Texas Tech looks at this like if we have a first quarter, first
they
half.
They pissed off last week and when they played Fresno State.
Like
not angry enough.
Season,
now they're angry.
They will fold.
Now they're angry.
Like, it could all come apart.
If it's 28-0 first quarter, it's.
Dude, it is a wrap.
Or the snapper snaps the ball, they get a 3-and-out on the opening drive, and then they don't have 12 men on the field. And if they do, Trent Bray calls timeout, and they retain possession of the football.
10-7 in the first quarter,
and
you're
off and running
through the roof.
I will take the Beavs plus 24. Do I feel good about it? I do not feel good about it.
Now, is this a Petro Papa Digest football game?
I don't know who's on the call for that one. It could be a Mark Helfrich game.
Let me look.
I don't know who's on the call for 12:30. It could be a Jason Benetti RG3 game.
Benetti.
Did they turf Brock Heward, or is he just on another crew?
About?
They replaced him with RG3.
They did?
RG3's the new guy, but I don't know if they...
I thought Benetti and Heward were a team.
They were a team. They have been a team. I don't know if Brock Heward got moved down the line, Greg Olsen style.
That's ridiculous.
Or if they just kicked him. I actually enjoyed listening to Brock Heward call
games. I love Heward and Benetti. I think they're a great team.
Tim Brando and Devin Gardner.
You get Tim Brando.
Sorry. Now I really
who would
need
you
to
rather
buy
have
a breakfast sandwich.
Who would you rather have, RG3 or Tim Brando call the game? Or Gary Danielson?
I'd rather just mute it and do it myself.
Just mute it, listen to Mike Parker. And that's here comes the PAT, Texas Tech touchdown. Last but not least, also at 12:30, all of our games are early this weekend. The Cougs go on our Washington State Cougars.
Is Washington not playing?
They have a bye week, week three. What are we doing here? I don't know. Washington State's on the road. This is an ESPNU game for those of you watching at
there
home.
There you go.
At the same time as the Oregon State game, so it's a 12:30 game on the road at North Texas. They're taking on the Mean Green, no, not the movie. And Washington State, according to Vegas Insider, is getting, because again, they don't have A-Line A-lines on this. Vegas Insider consensus line. I just took the DraftKings line because that's what we gamble here locally. 6 on the dot. They're getting 6 on the road at North Texas.
Give me North Texas minus the 6. I'll keep betting against Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy Rogers. They beat North Texas. The Mean Green beat Western Michigan, for those who don't know, 33-30 last week.
That's a tough Western Michigan team.
In week one, they beat Lamar. No, not Lamar Jackson. Lamar University, 51-0. So the Mean Green do. This is a battle of undefeated teams.
I'll take the Cougs.
Yeah, give me a reason why.
Yeah.
Name 7 players on that team.
I don't know. They surprised us last weekend.
Yeah, sure.
They did. And for that reason, I'm riding with Jimmy Rogers. Give me Jimmy Rogers.
I got to make up some ground.
I mean, you just picked the same as dirt.
You did. I know.
Oh.
But I do. I am the only one with Oregon State. So if Texas Tech covers, you got a chance to make up a game there. We all took Oregon, and I took Washington State. Jimmy Rogers. Dude, Washington State starting 3-0.
Be
a hell of a story. After
great.
Nobody talking about them going into the year.
We downplayed
just
it completely.
Assuming it's going to be a disastrous season. On one hand, we might have an 0-5 Oregon State team. And then after North Texas, they get the Apple Cup, so they probably lose that. The next couple of games are tougher for the Cougs, but a 3-0 start. You got Toledo in the back end of that. You got Louisiana Tech in the back end of that. And you got James Madison in the back end of that.
Yeah.
You got a chance to go to a bowl game if you win this weekend.
I tell you
a legitimate chance to go 6-6 and 2 games against Oregon State that no longer seem as intimidating as they did.
6-6 would be a godsend, I think, year one for Jimmy Rogers.
Year,
I don't know if you what the future holds for Washington State, but I will tell you, I'm worried. That conference title might be taken from us this year.
You might lose it. It could slip through your grasp this year. You never know. There you go. Our Big Pack picks every Thursday, usually at 8:45, but today at 9 o'clock. You know, we adjust on the fly. Mm. Let's get to your league. And you know what? Who cares if people are watching? We're a highlight league anyways. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, my monitor's just turned off, so that's cool. I don't know if my fat ass hit some cord or something, but then we're dead over here. We're dead. We got nothing.
Don't worry. I'm up. I'm
you
running.
You're still running over there?
I have one screen missing, but my drops are over here, so we're okay.
By the way, somebody said that Brock Huber took the year off to help coach his kids' high school football team.
So that's really cool.
But that's cool if that was the case. I didn't know that. I just remember hearing that RG3 was now teamed up with Benetti, and they called the Baylor-Auburn game in week one, and that was the moment I was like, that's right. It's RG3 and Jason Benetti, who I love. I'm a big Jason Benetti
guy. Brock's made good money, I'd assume, in the industry, but like, still pretty cool to turn down a year of wages football calling wise to
go
to
help
do that.
Yeah, coach your kids team, man. We'll get to the Thursday night football game in a moment. We'll get to that coming up at 9:30. Before we do, There was something. Occasionally your league likes to poke its head up and say, hey, remember, we exist, we're here, and our season is right around the corner.
41 days.
Luka Doncic is skinny evidently now, and the Lakers are now willing to spend money because it's skinny Luka. Well, yesterday your commissioner, what was this at? Was he doing a press
conference? The
Board of Governors.
Board of Governors.
Okay. So every year. The big headline is, what are you doing with Ballmer and the investigation?
Yeah,
and
nothing
all that
came out of that, right? He basically said it's on us to prove that something
they're
happened.
They're proving
the
it, and they started an investigation, and it's really going to be a matter of...
Let me ask you this, before we get to the other thing that he said that we do have the audio of, has your stance changed at all on that?
No, I think they're going to get hit with something. I don't think Ballmer is going to be found completely guilty because I don't know what smoking gun you have, but they're going to get hit with some sort of infractions.
They'll get
something.
Are
we talking fines and draft picks or just fines?
I think
draft picks too?
Fines. I think some draft picks and a fine of some sort, because a story just came out that Kawhi got about $1.75 million the day after Ballmer donated $50 million to Aspiration.
Yeah. What? No way.
But it's just all coincidence.
It's all a coincidence. Yeah. Definitely. There's they no connection.
They defrauded Ballmer. How could he possibly know what
he's
was going
the victim here?
Exactly.
I think we need to feel a little sympathy for Steve
Ballmer. How much smoke will they find with the smoking gun will determine.
So where are you at? Do you think they're going to find something here? You think draft picks and money, or do you think just money?
I don't know what.
Because he's definitely going to get fined. Like, there will be a fine here.
I don't know what power the NBA has to compel non-NBA people, so with this company, to testify or give depositions or that sort of thing. Because there was the person that Pablo Torre had,
the accountant.
Yeah. Now, if that person goes and offers it all up and they can find the actual evidence, then I think the Clippers are in big trouble.
Well, I would argue, so I counter with this because I keep hearing that. They have the evidence. He literally provided it in the podcast. They have email documentation saying, he's an endorser, LOL. Just keep paying him. The person that talked to Pablo Torre is also one of the few employees that is willing to talk because they are leads for the federal investigators of that case, by the way.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's not like there isn't smoking guns. There's smoking guns. There is evidence there.
Do they specifically tie back? They have to specifically tie it to Clippers employees, not.
I disagree with that.
Oh, no, I think
for
so.
A penalty?
For something serious, yeah.
Well, what's serious to you?
Because
they already don't have draft picks, so like any draft capital is serious.
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah. I mean, that's because
of $1 million fine Clippers serious to you? Because I would say that's pretty serious.
Yeah, and that's not serious to me.
No,
but just because how much money?
Well,
Ballmer's
teams don't get
worth.
Fined seven figures very often. But Ballmer's super rich. Is Ballmer being suspended for 15 games serious?
That's serious. Like suspending the owner and taking away multiple draft picks to me is serious.
Okay,
it's not even a financial punishment just because that's all dumb to me. Like these teams are worth so much money, and he's worth so much money that's not a huge deal. It's the suspension, him not being able to be there in his new $4 billion stadium that he built, and multiple draft picks. Like if that's what happens, then that's a pretty good size hammer.
How hard could Kawhi get hit with penalties as well?
Is there any follow-up there? Nullifying the contract's about as extreme as you could go, but we'll see how that plays
out.
Damn,
Uncle Dennis.
Uncle Dennis got caught. Speaking of which, though, so Silver's doing this press conference yesterday. I know we're a long ways away. We're in the start of football season, but this was a quote that was like, did he really just say that? We're right around the corner from a new TV deal kicking in for the NBA, where games are going to be on the Peacock, on NBC, on Amazon Prime, it's going to be all over the map, right? And it's going to be very expensive to watch games, because if you don't have Peacock, it's expensive. You got to get Amazon Prime if we want to watch it. If you're not a football fan, maybe you don't have it right now. And Adam Silver was asked about that, like, hey, what do you say to people who can't afford all this? And here was his answer.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport. Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that is advertising based that consumers can consume.
So he's essentially saying, tough luck if you can't afford it. You don't want to watch games on Peacock. Just watch the highlights. You'll be all right.
What are the New York Times going to give me?
I mean, outside
of game stories or opinion pieces? Why did he reference the New York Times?
I think because that's The Athletic also.
Okay. But they don't provide content video.
You can read about games that happen or profile pieces. There's wonderful writers.
I don't know if
that
question came from
New
York Times.
It came from Rachel Nichols.
Okay, is she with...
I don't know who she's with anymore. She's probably got like three people she's with.
I'd imagine so.
This was such a bad answer.
Well, this is one of the problems that plagues, and there's nothing that maybe you could, you know, maybe the response is there's nothing that they could do. And this is the case for baseball, and it's the case for the NBA.
It's a changing landscape of sports. Football makes you get the Peacock. They make you get the Netflix. They
make
you get
the Amazon
Prime.
Now, because I already have Amazon Prime and I already have Peacock primarily for football purchases, will have the ability to watch the games. But if I didn't have it, would I go out of my way? This was the problem that the MLS ran into with their Apple TV deal, that it was behind a paywall for a lot of folks. Mm. And it was great in terms of like the quality was good and the games are in 4K and people like the broadcasters. But as a sport who was looking for more outreach in terms of viewership numbers, you're not growing
your audience. Soccer fans will seek you out, but you're trying to expand to...
Right, and if it's behind a paywall, if I'm not a diehard soccer fan, I'm not going to go pay for it. And maybe the answer is there's nothing the NBA could do to grow the sport because the younger generations are different and they're not watching games in ways that fans used to watch games and all that. And baseball, I think, is in the same spot. But to come out and acknowledge that it's a highlight sport, and I know he said that in different ways multiple times over the years, of like, you don't need to watch the games, just watch the highlights. It's like, well, that's, you just got to
what, $7 billion TV deal over the next 10 years? 77 for 11, so it's about 7 a year. That's a great, it's a pretty good size TV contract. Yeah. Financially, they're doing fine, but Barkley raised concerns about this. I'm genuinely curious how this shakes out in terms of ratings, eyeballs, and viewership numbers over the next couple of years. And maybe that they don't care because they have all that money, but the question will become the next TV deal to sign if the number's greater.
Whenever the players, then the players sniping about, wait, I got to play an 8 p.m. local time game here, and then we got to fly in and I'm playing the next night somewhere. You know, when does that sniping start from the players?
Oh, you know what'll happen. Well, people will respond, the players play? Wait, are they in the game? Are they actually playing? If I watch the Peacock, or am I going to get the full lineup of everybody?
You're trying to avoid teams, you know, not doing load management, and you're going to make them play 8 p.m. and then get on a plane and go somewhere else.
His problem is he's had multiple incidences where his comments have been just not reading the room right, or he's just not saying the right thing at the right time. Like, I remember he had, I think it was at the All-Star game last weekend, he did this weird press conference where he was showing a highlight of Victor Wembanyama, and he was bragging about the ability to watch Spider-Man be on the screen with Victor Wembanyama. And I remember hearing this, I'm like, dude, what? I don't care about Spider-Man being in my basketball game. What are you talking about? And he's like, if you look at the Google goggles and you put Spider-Man in it, it's kind of cool. And I'm like, don't watch basketball. You want to watch Peter Parker?
I want to see Peter Parker.
I want to see Tony Parker, dude, not Peter Parker.
Peter Parker playing in the NBA would dominate.
It'd be unstoppable.
He would catch every ball with the webbing. You wouldn't be. He'd fly from hoop to hoop.
Dude, that's an alley-oop I can get behind.
That would be a great highlight.
This is an easy answer to me, and he made this stupid and complicated, and it didn't need to be. Hey, what do you say to the people who suggest that it's really hard or expensive to watch your games? I'd say, I really sympathize with those people. It's a changing landscape in the media world. We have to take the opportunities we can get. We've got more exposure, more access to our games on more channels, and if you're a sports fan, you already have Amazon Prime. If you're a sports fan, you already have Netflix, and if you're a sports fan, you probably have the Peacock. We're on all three of the things you already have, plus we're on cable with ESPN, ABC, and standard NBC.
And your local television deals for your teams.
We feel for a lot of people, but this was a great opportunity for our league, and we feel we have more exposure and opportunity for you to be able to watch our content. And that was just freeballing that answer right then and there. This is
pretty
not
easy one.
Difficult stuff.
Instead of coming out and saying, the committee, one of those points out, he's basically just telling the audience, just watch highlights.
Yes.
You don't need to watch the full game.
And I know people do that. I understand it's football. This is the sport of our country. But like, you can be like a defender and rallying cry for your league too as the commissioner.
What a funny thing. What a funny theory. My sport's great. You should watch all the games you possibly can. Who cares? Check the highlights. It's football season.
It's just crazy.
It's an interesting story over the next couple of years for me of the NBA financially now is in a great spot. Local TV deals are interesting for these leagues like baseball where there's so many games and some of the money's starting to dry up in the local TV market.
And the big markets, not so much. But
Yeah, little markets. And we've seen the Blazers do the deal where it's like, okay, you're on some places but not others. Go get the rabbit ears. That's how you watch. But then you're on YouTube TV, but you're not. And it's an evolving landscape for everybody included. And what the numbers look like, I don't know, 2-3 years down the road when games are 8 p.m. starts and Peacock and Amazon Prime and just, it is an evolving landscape. I'm curious to see how it impacts the NBA.
Are they on YouTube TV this year?
Or did we not get that squared away?
I have no idea.
I'd love if they were so I didn't have to put antennas up in every room of my house in case I'm in that room trying to watch a Blazer game at some point.
Right. I had to buy an antenna last year.
To go on Amazon and buy rabbit ears to watch Blazer games.
I had to move it around so my signal wouldn't get interrupted.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like the 1990s. Bring the glorious days of the NBA back. Peter Parker in the NBA now is a visual that I'd like to see. I'd like to see how he would hang.
Who would be the best to defend Peter Parker in basketball?
Had to be for a superhero or a current player?
Current player.
I mean, it has to be Wemby, right? Just his size and his length?
Probably.
Best rim protector if he's healthy?
Yeah, if he's healthy, it's probably Wemby.
One of the few guys that have a chance against him. Anybody else, you're doomed, dude. You're doomed. By the way, an NBA note, Damian Lillard releasing videos of himself putting shots up at his home gym today.
That's crazy, man. I can't wait to see him play next year.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that tease of, hey, it's games 81. Is he going to suit up tonight?
1 year from now, we might be on the horizon of a Damian Lillard return. Let's get to the Thursday night football game, Commanders and Packers. What a big one. Is it an NFC title preview? A couple of 1-0 teams. Dive into it next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sometimes you learn something about yourself in the midst of a show unintentionally. Evidently, I'm saying Antana wrong. I'm going too much tan instead of ten.
Like,
is that where
tan.
I'm
you
a
like
tan guy?
Yeah.
Antenna.
Yeah.
Antenna.
Antenna.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, we all make mistakes. Sometimes you got to lay your head on a nice pillow, and you need to come into work ready to go the next day.
Some words we just are learning, we need to slow down and sound out phonetically, you know?
Pillow.
Well, we talked earlier
Antenna.
About the
language of college football coaches and how they fake their southern twang.
Yes.
To get that thing.
Got to build the program.
We all have a couple words that we probably say a little incorrectly, right?
A listener years ago threatened to not listen to the show anymore because of the way that I say Jaguar.
Oh, I remember that.
I'm more of a wire instead of a you are.
Jaguar.
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 I say it like the British guy does in the Bond.
Yeah. There's no I in that word.
And I don't, and there's no W either, but.
Do you say any words slightly incorrect on your end?
I'm sure I do.
Jaguar sounds better. The Jacksonville Jaguars are not nice enough to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. If I talk about the car and you want to go Jaguars, I'll go Jaguars. But for the football team, they suck, dude.
Can you do it without the accent?
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. I can't do that one. That one's too tough. We got a wonderful game on Amazon Prime tonight between the Washington Commanders and the Green Bay Packers.
What is their theme again? The Prime one?
Not good enough to remember.
See, that's a problem.
They got Shaboozy doing a song now, I think.
Who's that? Who's Shaboozy?
Yeah, it's a great question for a lot of people. He had a big country album last year. He's a black country guy.
Oh, okay.
He had a. If I played one of the songs, you would recognize
I
it.
I would?
You would.
Okay.
It was more of a poppy country, if you will.
Okay. So Shaboozy, I think he's doing a new theme song for them, but I don't know.
Shaboozy.
Oh, yeah, this is Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, not memorable in any way. Sounds like you're trying to do Sunday Night Football, but you're like, make it different. ChatGPT, give me Sunday Night Football, but make it different.
Al Michaels still calling games. He's still ticking.
Dude, he's doing a walking commercial with Kirk and Hartung.
It looks like when, from Anchorman, they were doing their walk-up.
Yes, but he's 80, and it looks like he's in pain doing that walk.
You know, he hasn't eaten a lot of vegetables over the years, so I can't imagine how the joints are. But we get a wonderful Thursday night game tonight.
Yes.
And you got two teams who are undefeated. The Commanders took care of the Giants, as we all thought they would. I thought maybe the Giants could cover the number. They came close to it. That was a ball game in the fourth quarter. Commanders pull away.
Mm-hmm.
Packers, one of the most impressive performances of anybody in week one, and
certainly
the way that they strangled out the Lions and dominated them defensively, and the Lions are looking to find their identity on offense, sans Ben Johnson. How confident do we feel in the thought of, is this a preview of the NFC title game?
I mean, it can be.
Sure.
If anybody is honest to God telling you that they're confident,
no.
They're just trying to be right at the end of the year. And
let me
if
ask
they're
you
wrong,
this.
They'll never
I'm
tell you.
I'm not discounting the Eagles.
Let me ask you this. Now, you don't know the outcome of the game. I got it. You got to make the bet before the kickoff. I gave you $50, mm-hmm. and those $50 can go towards picking one of these two teams to win the NFC. Who do you feel more confident in putting the $50 on?
Green Bay.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit more Green Bay. I really like, and not that I don't like Dan Quinn, but I like LaFleur. When Love plays, he's really good. And I think his targets can get better. Watson hasn't even come back despite getting the contract extension. Golden with a nice little start. They got tight end play. I like their line. And you add the additions to Parsons. He didn't even play that many snaps as he's kind of working his way back from the injury.
Yeah.
I'd probably choose Green Bay.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting year for the Commanders off of the out-of-nowhere run to the NFC title game. Do you get the sophomore slump? Clearly not any indication of that last weekend. Debo seemed to fit in offensively for them right out of the gate.
I didn't think their passing game was very crisp.
No, they had moments where they were a little clunky, but I also think the Giants have an underrated defense in the NFC, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there.
That's fine, but on Sunday against the Giants, and maybe this is to your Giant point, but I still think it's worth noting.
Yeah.
They faced 2nd-16, 2nd-19, 2nd-21, 2nd-14, 2nd-17, and 2nd-15.
Yeah.
Now, here's the crazy part. Daniels converted all of those series that I just mentioned, but it was their run game, man. Their run game was
dominant.
And really dominant.
To his defense, Debo Samuel had a wonderful debut because he had a 19-yard touchdown run, and he also added 7 catches for 77 yards on 10 targets. And so he was an impact player far more than anybody else outside of Daniels was offensively for them. Seeing how the Parsons impact plays out the rest of the way. Now, remember, he had the back issue last week, took the shot and ended up playing, had the sack laid, didn't do a ton throughout the course of the game, but he's on a snap count. So you imagine that goes up every week
that
he's playing?
And three pressures.
Three pressures and a sack. Yeah, I think were the numbers.
I'm
very excited. I don't have a lean one way or the other. I don't know if I'm going to gamble on the game.
What's the line? Is it 3?
Right. On ESPN, it says 3.5.
Mm. It's been 3.5 all morning on DraftKings.
On DraftKings, so it hasn't moved. So you're getting the hook
there.
Still
there, yeah.
So here's the only thing
I'd probably lean commies just getting the hook. I'd
oh,
lean
really?
Just taking the dog.
So here's the tough thing, too, is like, Green Bay, as good as they look week one, we sometimes see teams that'll look so stellar and then they don't look quite as clean. It's a short week as well. I have no problem picking the home team here, but the pressure part of the Washington Commanders is probably something to kind of keep an eye on here. They generated 49% of pressures on, or 49% of Russell Wilson's dropbacks. He was pressured.
That's a pretty good number.
Now, the Giants
don't have a good offensive line.
Yeah, they might not just be any good on the offensive line, and Green Bay's is going to be able to neutralize that. Those are just like little things that you need to keep an eye on. That you get Love backpedaling, I tend to think you're putting Jordan Love in a beneficial spot for you, because Jordan Love backpedaling can sometimes fling that rock, and it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, he definitely has throws like that from time to time. He was 16 of 22 for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns, so he didn't do a ton in week one. It was enough. Obviously, they dominated the game. They also didn't run the ball that well. It was mainly about their defense and completely dominating the line of scrimmage against Detroit. But the Lions had a really hard time getting anything going offensively. As a team, the Packers had 25 carries for 78 yards. So I honestly might lean under here.
here, just based on what I saw defensively from Green Bay in week one, young quarterback going on the road on a short week, and Green Bay not lighting the world on fire.
Yeah.
Under might be my play.
Washington's defense appears to be pretty solid.
It does.
Their offense struggled a little bit against the Giants.
Let's see if I can pull up the over-under number for the game tonight. It is googling, because unders were a heavy hitter in week one.
Yeah, only a couple
NFL.
Teams hit the overs.
Outside of Ravens and Bills, which they both almost hit the over on their own.
Yeah.
Not a lot of overs hit last week, so my phone doesn't want to cooperate.
Parsons played 29 of 65 snaps in his first game, so we'll see what that number is going to be in this one.
Excited, man. Should be a lot of fun. Playoff preview, potentially NFC title game preview, two of the best teams in the NFC. And I like at least, look, Thursday Night Football sucks late in the year. It sucks in general. They shouldn't be forced to play on Thursdays unless there's a bye before. At least it's in week one, so the guys aren't as banged up as they would be in week 10 getting this game later on in the season. Lambeau tonight for Thursday Night Football. We'll wrap things up on a Thursday. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fam. Well, I'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the 24th anniversary of 9/11 today.
Yeah.
One of those all the years kind of blend together and time goes on, and I'm sure there's younger audience members who don't remember that, like we wouldn't remember certain things that were, you know, major culture-shifting moments that happened prior to us either being aware or alive. But 9/11 is one that will always hit home, I think, for anybody who was old enough to remember living through it and going through it and watching it, no matter how old you were. If you have memories of it, it's a day that will always stick with us, and you'll remember where you were and what you were doing, and that will never go away. And in a moment to honor and appreciate all those who serve and sacrifice that day 24 years ago.
I always watch the ESPN Red Bandana.
The Red Bandana special is phenomenal.
It's a very good one. And then there's a long form piece on, I want to say it's the Atlantic, but it's the Falling Man. The
yes.
Iconic image, unfortunately, the tragic iconic image of the guy falling. He's upside down, and
yeah,
they never ended up finding out who he was.
No.
There was all these, like, he might have been this guy, he might have been that guy. They never really found out who he was.
I will tell for just a traveling tip for those who have been, you would, I'm assuming, concur with this, but for anybody who has not had the opportunity to get to New York and Lower Manhattan see the tribute.
It's unbelievable.
I've never been to New York.
What's the word I'm looking for?
The memorial.
Memorial,
yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the memorial.
Yeah, it's hard to even put it into words. It's just, it's a very, the way that they did it, it was perfectly designed, and the names and the flowers and the water that's there. It's one of the most impactful things that you can go see. So if you ever find yourself in New York, go check it out. It's definitely worth it. Mm-hmm. I remember being there because it happened when I was definitely in middle school. I can't remember, maybe sixth grade, seventh
grade.
I was
a freshman in high school, so you would have been
2 years, seventh grade.
Yeah.
The next year, our school used to do a thing when you were in eighth grade, you would do an East Coast trip where we would go, a group of your friends could go. Like, there was different trips that you could do, and it just happened to coincide the very next year, and I'll never forget walking around New York, and it was still rubble at that point because it took years to clean it all up and get it all, built back together, but it was just insane to be there a year after that. So somebody said, I was listening to The Fam when they broke in with Peter Jennings covering the event in 2001.
Yeah. That would have been Colin, because I don't think Colin got to ESPN until 2003.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it was morning. And it was morning for us.
Started,
yeah.
We had...
When did you start with The Fam? What year was your first year?
2003. February 2003.
Yeah, so it would have been Colin 6-9.
Yeah.
I would have thought at that point.
Yeah, that sounds
and
right.
And they would have broken live, I would imagine, because I remember waking up seeing... Man, I saw the second plane. That was crazy.
I remember seeing it before going to school that day and walking around the house like, what is happening?
PAX,
getting ready to go to school.
PAX was 6 months old. And so we actually had his mom had a friend who had another very small child, baby, toddler staying with us. And she was trying to figure out, crap, how long am I going to be here before I can, leave?
Right.
Flew in from somewhere. So, we had two of them in diapers sitting there. Front of the TV, not knowing what to do.
Just kind of frozen in time for a moment. Yeah.
Wild images. You can go find the image of all the cars from the lot of the Giants Jets stadium parking lot that used to commute into the city to go work, and they were
just there.
Vacant cars.
Yeah. So 24 years, you never forget, and it's a day that we always remember the sacrifice of so many people. Thursday Night Football tonight, we got anything else on the docket that we're watching? We're watching our baseball team swag? Huh? You guys playing today?
No, I think they have a day off. They get a three-game weekend series with the Giants.
Oh, bring it on.
There you go.
I'm going to be glued to it all
week. I'll be watching that. And second screen will probably be that WNBA doubleheader.
Okay. That's what you're watching today. Anything else on the TV for you today, Sprager? You're just waiting around until 5:15 for Thursday night football. Yeah.
Waiting for the Thursday night football.
Little PGA golf in the afternoon, the pro core.
How could we not?
This is why Swag is Swag.
How could we not?
This is why he is one of one. Yeah, I think I'll go the over-under 48.5 is the number on the game tonight. I think I'm going to bet the under. That's my bet for Thursday night football.
Here's my only thing. Yeah, I didn't think the offenses were out of this world. I wonder if the short rest is an advantage for the offense.
Very well could be. You never know. I'm 1-2. Don't take my advice. I'm probably going to lose the bet, but I got out of a little action on the game.
You know? I don't know how to gamble this one. This is a tough one.
Nice to have a little scratch. I don't have a lean on either side.
Me either.
So I'm trying to find a lean on the game. I'm going to go under, although I hate betting unders. There's nothing worse than betting an under than you root for no points. It's boring. Nobody wants to be that guy, but I need a win. So we'll see if we can get one tonight.
I think Sunday was my favorite bet of my life. I just bet the over and watched Josh Allen.
Yo, it's the best. Jackson. Then you're just happy every time somebody scores. You're not rooting from one side or the other. You're just enjoying every moment of it, man. That will do it for us. If you missed the show, we had Josh Pate on to talk Week 3 college football. He gave some thoughts on Oregon, the big games this weekend, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Georgia, Tennessee. So good stuff from him. And Ryan Clark of the Oregonian on a diagnosis of what's going on with the Oregon State program as they get ready to go down to Lubbock. Tomorrow will be a Football Friday. We'll react to everything going on tonight. Mm-hmm. See how it shakes out. Ducks Northwestern, full show tomorrow, previewing the entire thing. Matchups, keys, advantages.
Here we go.
Oregon State, a full Week 2 NFL preview. It'll
behind
be a fun.
Behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines tomorrow. It'll be a fun Football Friday leading into the weekend. That will do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Subscribe on YouTube if you haven't liked the video. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.